Thank you for your question. Well, first of all, that is why it is stated as an expected impact. We still don't have enough time to evaluate what is the impact, the real impact, with regard to the improvement of the conditions for navigation on one hand, and to the reduction of the administrative burden on the other hand. However, there are two things that are addressed, two issues that are addressed by this pilot project. First is to try to synchronize the regimes for control with regard to the technical condition of the vessels between the two countries. And this is also related to leveling the competition so that we avoid situations where substandard ships are also distorting the market. On the other hand, we are also aiming at broadening the scope of this agreement with the other Danubian countries so that the reduction of the administrative burden could really be felt by the ship owners, as in a case of an inspection in Bulgaria and the adherence of Croatia or Serbia to the agreement, he would not be subject to a double inspection with the same scope in another port. While at the same time gathering a very good knowledge on the technical condition of the vessels that are navigating on the Danube River. And as I have said, providing for a true competition that is also quality based. I trust that this more or less answers your question.